One of the many communities feeling a special loss over the Columbia is Palmdale, California. That's where shuttles, including Columbia, were assembled and where they used to land regularly on a vast dry lake bed at nearby Edwards Air Force Base. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
To many people in Palmdale and the surrounding communities in California's Mojave Desert, the Space Shuttle Columbia was like a hometown kid who made good and then left for fame and fortune somewhere else. In the early days of the shuttle program, Edwards Air Force Base was the primary landing site. Hundreds of thousands of people would turn out to watch Columbia and its siblings glide home, preceded by two signature sonic booms. Then, to save money, NASA moved the landings to Florida, leaving Edwards as the rarely used emergency backup runway. But fondness for the shuttles remains intense among those who built them. The Uncle Sam Bar and Grill is just down the road from the Air Force's Plant 42, where shuttles were assembled. The restaurant's owner, Larry Miller, worked on the first of them, Columbia.
I worked on that Pacific One just for a short time, putting on tiles. And personally, at the time, it was like, what in the tarnation are we building this thing for? But after seeing what we completed, you know, and knowing where it was going to go at, whether we knew if it was going to come back or not, we were proud to work on it.
At the time, in the early 1980s, Columbia was just the latest chapter in the region's long history of aviation firsts. The vast Mojave had been the backdrop for many of the daring feats that ushered in the space program. This was where Chuck Yeager had first broken the sound barrier in 1947. Larry Miller remembers when Columbia emerged completed from the plant.
The very first time it came out, oh yeah, I was one of the proud ones to be out there to watch it for the first time. It was an honor, you know. You see something that you made, watch it go up, come back, that's a big honor. Knowing that your hands were on it makes you real proud.
Tears begin to well in Miller's eyes, as happened across the country yesterday when those who had some connection to the tragedy reminisced. Palmdale's ties to the shuttle program have become looser over the years. Columbia was retrofitted here between 1999 and 2001, bringing its electronics and other systems up to date. But then the shuttle maintenance program was moved to Florida, much to the chagrin of many in Palmdale. Still, yesterday's headlines brought memories flooding back at the Uncle Sam Bar and Grill, where Miller's regular breakfast crowd of engineers and military personnel absorbed the news.
Lots of emotions. It was really quiet here. Normally in the morning time, people talk about what's going on and what their current activities is going to be for the day and stuff, but everyone was pretty at a quiet moment.
With its history as a test flight center, the community around Edwards Air Force Base also knows about the human trauma of the families, those whose loved ones perish high up in highly dangerous machines. They were on Miller's mind as he looked out the window toward the dry lake where so many dangerous missions began and ended.
It's a sorry moment to see this thing happen, especially with all the loved ones that are waiting for them to come home. You know, I just hope it doesn't ruin the program.
A program that, despite mostly leaving town, is still close to the heart of the place where it was born. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Palmdale, California.